This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wild District with your Extension Crop Report. And today's report is going to be devoted to entirely controlling just one very problematic weed in wheat fields in southeast Kansas, Italian ryegrass. Italian ryegrass is a winter annual grass commonly found in wheat fields, and especially in southeast Kansas. It is a prolific seed producer at thousands of seed per plant and can take over parts of the wheat field. Besides a reduction in yield, it can also cause a dockage at the elevator. Italian ryegrass didn't used to be as much of an issue, but has developed resistances to our common wheat herbicides, which is why we need to use newer technologies to control it. Like any weed, insect, or fungus, the primary control is cultural, with crop rotation and planting into clean fields. Ryegrass does a little better with acidic soils, below a pH of 6.0, and also handles wetter soil better than our wheat, and often outcompetes it in wetter parts of the field. It really is no wonder that we have worse ryegrass problems in this part of the state, with our acidic soils and wet winters. Ryegrass can germinate after wheat is planted and makes a viable seed before the wheat is harvested, so the combine ends up spreading it farther. For the most part though, control is going to have some sort of chemical component to it. Much of the Italian ryegrass in this area is developing resistances to group 2 herbicides, which are ALS inhibitors such as Finesse, Olympus, Osprey, and Beyond. Group 2 ALS inhibitor herbicides are a big class though, so some in that family might work better than others on resistant ryegrass populations. New herbicide modes of actions, such as those in group 14 and 15, are needed, and this includes herbicides of Zidua, Anthemflex, and others. However, these have to be applied at the right time, shortly after wheat emergence in what is called delayed emergent herbicides. Also, these herbicides are somewhat dependent upon weather for activation as well. True post-emergent control of Italian ryegrass is a little harder because we used to rely so heavily on ALS inhibitors that are no longer as effective. But still, there are some options, or at least some different ALS inhibitor herbicides. For certain though, attempting to control ryegrass in the spring shortly before wheat jointing with the same ALS inhibitor herbicide that didn't work last time, it won't work again. It is important to get control as early as possible. Something worth looking into is a new wheat system called Coaxium. Coaxium systems use a non-GMO wheat that is resistant to herbicide Quisoflop, which is a group 1 herbicide that goes by the trade name Aggressor. A study done at the Great Bend K-State Research and Extension Station shows feral rye control at the levels of 80 to 98% using the Coaxium system. It is still fairly new, so there are some questions that haven't been researched yet, but so far, the field and greenhouse studies look promising. This Coaxium wheat system doesn't control broadleaves, however, but there are a number of broadleaf herbicides that can be used in conjunction. This is similar to the Clearfield varieties that have been in the market for a little bit longer. No matter what is used, though, be sure to read the label and know the planting restrictions before the devil crop soybeans. There has been a good amount of research in Kansas and Oklahoma in controlling ryegrass and chetan wheat fields, but new herbicide resistances are showing up all the time. If you have any questions about controlling Italian ryegrass in your wheat, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.